Welcome to the premiere episode of Snack Brackets, the midweek appetizer to your usual whack brackets entree. I'm your host, Mike, and this week we will be bracketing off pro football fans with two guys that are great. They've been on my Whack Brackets podcast before, and they are Chris and Joe from the Hot Takes and Cold Beers podcast. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing pretty good, man.
Not too bad. Glad to be back.
What you drinking on, boys?
I'm drinking the Facts About Cats New England IPA from the Hitchhiker Brewing Company. It's a nice hazy IPA, and the can gives you a whole bunch of facts about cats, which is super interesting.
Very Charlie Day approved. Facts about cats. Is your cat making too much noise? Kitten mittens. That kind of
exactly.
Thing.
Oh, boy. What you drinking on, Chris?
I'm just drinking the Miller Lite tonight. Just got some leftover beers in the fridge, trying to polish those bad boys off before I go get something fancy.
All right, fair enough. Well, yeah, I'm drinking on a Guinness Extra Stout per the usual. So not very exciting, but is what it is. So
there you go.
Before we start, also, I'm going to let you guys do a quick bite-sized description of your podcast. What do you do on it? And then we'll get on to the snack bracket.
Hot Takes and Cold Beers. Me and Chris pretty much just shooting the shit, talking about mostly Ohio sports, but we dive into everything a little bit. And then we try to do about once a month, we try to do a good bracket episode. We've done rock bands. We've done The Sexiest Man in Cleveland. We're doing sitcoms coming up. So it's just a fun time to, if you want to like hang out with the boys and drink a beer, that's pretty much what it is.
Well, then we'll move on to this first episode of Snack Brackets, and I'll go ahead and give a quick description of that. In Snack Brackets, we just face off four contestants instead of the obligatory eight bracket style, and then we change the question every round because we're silly like that, and these guys are going to help me decide a winner in this bracket, and so I guess we're off. We're going to get this started. More likely to endanger the lives of others for a pack of smokes. Would it be a Raiders fan or would it be a Cowboys fan? And before we say anything, I want to let everybody know, yes, we all realize that some of the teams we're riffing on tonight have very good fans. This is not every fan. This is just what we consider to be the average fan or the below average fan. So before we get all kinds of hate mail, I just wanted to throw in that caveat. So that's being said, Chris, lead us off, buddy.
Hey, man. So I put some thought into this one. I think if the Raiders were still in Oakland, I was going to pick them, but they have moved to Las Vegas and they have moved up their clientele, you know, their fan base, I would say, you know, they're a little more classy now. Well, I mean, I know Joe's giving me a look, but I mean, a little bit better anyway than Oakland. But then you've got those Dallas Cowboys fans who have always been trash. I mean, I'll say it. I'll go ahead and say it. I mean, they're trash fans. So, yeah, send all the hate mail to Hot Takes and Cold Beers with Joe and Chris, but I think they would be more likely to endanger lives for a pack of cigarettes, and they would let everybody know that the Cowboys used to be good while they were doing it.
Yeah, I don't know, Chris. So in my experience, the Cowboys fans, while extremely annoying, have generally been upstanding members of society, where in my experience, the Raiders fans are not. And you bring up the point of Oakland moving to Las Vegas. First of all, there's like, I mean, maybe you can argue the classy thing, but you also have like mobsters in Las Vegas and stuff. So you have that. Second of all, Raiders fans are not restricted to Oakland in any way. There's Raiders fans everywhere, just like there are Cowboys fans everywhere. When I lived in San Diego and the Oakland Raiders came in to play the San Diego Chargers, which they were San Diego Chargers at the time, it was a scary time. I did not want to hang out downtown. I didn't want to go anywhere near the stadium. And gas stations is where Oakland Raiders fans would congregate. So I'm going to go with the Raiders fans on that one. Easy, I think.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to break this tie then. And this one was a difficult one for me because I grew up absolutely despising the Cowboys because everybody in my neighborhood loved the Cowboys. I did not love the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys fans, by and large, are used to the Cowboys being on TV way too much. For some reason, ESPN plays them all the time. They feel a little bit entitled. They call themselves America's team, which is only good because it's 2020, because 2020 sucks in America right now, just like the Cowboys.
Good point.
But that being said, the last time they've won a Super Bowl was 1996. It was the Clinton administration. Ooh. They're annoying, but I don't think they tend to be they just tend to be average people with a bad decision about a team. But that being said, my guess on a Raiders fan is if you looked at the overall NFL and you picked a team with fans more likely to have an entire Limp Bizkit song tattooed on their back. I think Raiders fans would run away with this. Probably the Nookie, maybe the Something to Break song, you know, Chainsaw and Tear Your Ass Raw or whatever. I mean, that's just typical Raider bullshit fans. And this all goes all the way back to the 70s. This goes all the way back to Lynn Matuszak, who was an absolute wild man. He used to shoot up stop signs. This goes back to Kenny Stabler, who used to take shots before the game. And it really kind of stamped themselves on the fans. And if you've got players that are drinking the game, Matuszak was just pumped up on everything. I'm not sure that there was a drug the guy didn't take. And in my opinion, if a Raiders fan needs a drag, you may end up in a body bag. And I think that it's going to end up being a Raider endangering a life before a Cowboy fan.
I agree.
Like you like to say, get him a body bag.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, I'm going to over abuse the word body bag. That's the new drink. Every time I say the word body bag, take a drink.
Oh, there we go. I'll play that game. Yeah.
So that said, I think the Raiders are going to advance on to the next round against the winner of this question. More exhausting fan when they're good. Is it a Patriots fan or is it a Packers fan? And Joe, I'll let you go first.
I don't even know where to start with this one because, first of all, the Patriots fans, they've been good for so long, and I'm so tired of them. I think it was last season. It was last season when they were booing the Patriots at home because they lost. I think they dropped to, 500 early in the season, and they were, I don't know, maybe 5-5 or something like that. Anyway, Patriots fans are booing them. I'm like, you guys have had the best dynasty in maybe of all of sports over the last 20 years, not to mention the other Boston teams that – fuck Boston, you know what I mean?
We're continuing the game. Oh, hey, fuck Boston, there we go.
Yeah, so everybody knows when we say fuck Boston as well, that's a drink. Yeah.
And, they're booing them at home, and it's just I can't stand it. Now, the Packers fans are somewhat equally annoying. The only thing – for me, is that at least Patriots fans generally come from New England. You don't get a whole lot of Patriots fans outside of New England, so I give them that. Whereas Packers fans, you got all over the country for some reason, and they're super annoying. I think I relate more to Packers fans, kind of the Midwest, cold tundra type thing, and the Packers just haven't been as good. So exhausting-wise, the level of expectations that the Patriots fans hold for their team, and Tom Brady being there for so long, and I got to go with the New England fans on that one.
I have a feeling I know where Chris is going on this, so I'm going to jump in, and I'm going to play the other side of the coin.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to say this about Patriots fans. Like you said, they have been so good for so long. But when they're good, they're just actually a bit arrogant about it because they're just used to it. They've got kind of the sense of entitlement. I'm used to the Patriots fans being that way, but Packers fans have always bothered me because even before the Packers were good when I was a kid, because the Packers, of course, let me ask you this. Did you guys know, as every Packer fan will let you know, the Packers won the first two Super Bowls? Did you know that? Yeah. Did you know they had a coach named Vince Lombardi? Did you know that?
I had no idea, bro.
Yeah. Well, every Packers fan in the world will remind you ad nauseum about these things every time they see you, and it's exhausting. And then when you're at a bar and they're in front of you and you're trying to watch a game and they got a big damn piece of plastic foam cheese on their head and then they're cheering, they're annoying when they're losing. But when they're winning, all you get to hear about. Let me tell you about Bart Starr. You weren't even alive when Bart Starr was alive. Okay. Let me tell you about Brett Favre then, because he's the greatest quarterback of all time. And let me tell you about the greatest quarterback of the last 10 years, Aaron Rodgers. And then you say, how many Super Bowls did they win? Well, they won one each. They act like they won six each. You know who has won six each? Tom frickin' Brady. Yeah. And the Packers fans still are more annoying than the Patriots fans. So I'm 100% Packers fans are worse when they're bad. Packers fans are even worse when they're good.
It's a very passionate answer by Mike. So like you said, you know exactly where I'm going with this, unfortunately.
I do.
You know exactly where. And I'll bring up this example. When the Patriots were in their little thing, they put up a billboard in Boston or near Boston in the New England area that said, oh, it's been 84 days since our last championship. What are we doing? Come on, guys. What the? Why can't you win with grace? Stop being so damn arrogant with it, is what I'm saying. I think when the Patriots are winning, I think they are the most annoying people. They're always like, oh, Tom Brady's the GOAT, which I'm not disagreeing with. He's up there in the GOAT discussion as far as quarterbacks go, but he has 6 rings. You always hear, oh my God, it's Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. They're the greatest duo of all time. Oh my God. And I just find it extremely annoying. And therefore, I always say, fuck Boston, and I have to make There it is. I'm going to have to put them through the next round.
All right. Disappointing, but I understand. I mean, when I put them in this bracket, I knew what I was up against. It's going to take an act of Congress to get one of you guys to vote anything positive Boston.
So, well, if to be fair, you gave a great, passionate, it made me hate Packers fans, but like Joe said, I kind of relate to them on the Midwest level, like in the cold tundra playing football kind of thing. But you're right, it is annoying. But got to go with Boston on that one, or New England.
Fair enough. So that means the final round is going to be the hated Raiders of Oakland, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Decatur, Georgia, wherever they're moving next, because they'll move again. It's just a matter of where. With Al Davis's son, isn't he the one, Mike Davis, that has a haircut that looks like it was cut with a weed whacker or something?
It's kind of like the Three Stooges look going on a little bit.
It does. Yeah. It's actually a combination of Larry and Mo.
Yeah. It's like straight, but it's like a bowl cut. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like an Alanis Morissette song about hair. But with that said, the Raiders will face off against the Patriots on this final question. Which fan is more likely to get in a fight with a ref at their son's rec league football game? A Raiders fan or a Patriots fan?
Oh, man.
Man, that's a tough one, dude. The Raiders, as you mentioned, Joe, are very, very passionate people. Some might call them thugs every now and then. I don't know. I'm not saying it. I'm just saying I've heard that about the fans. You know, they're dressing up in their, like, murder black and silver constantly every Sunday. And I wouldn't want to be on the wrong side of town with them. But then also you've got the New England Patriots fans who are like, oh, hey, we're over here. Like, what is that, ref? What are you doing? Like, that's my worst Bostonian accent, by the way. I don't know. no offense to all New England out there. No offense, but fuck Boston. I think on this one, though, I'll give it to the Raiders fans. I'll just give it to the Raiders fans and let you guys decide. Yeah,
you know what? I'm going to let Joe decide because I'm going to go in the middle here, and I am actually going to disagree with you, and I will tell you why. Raiders fans usually don't give a shit about their kids' football game. They're out in the parking lot, tailgating with the bumper open, a 24-pack. They're doing whatever it is. They're shit-faced in the parking lot when their son's getting null-knocked around on the fucking football field, and then they come back, and the Raiders fan, the dad's like, so did you guys win? He's like, no, Dad, I lost. And Dad's like, you better luck next time, son. He don't give a shit about his kid. Whereas Patriots fans, I got to give them this. I really do believe you're talking about a Mark Wahlberg situation. You're talking about some kind of swelled up meathead. He's ready to pop at any given minute. And as you kind of hinted at, the Patriots are so used to calls going their way. Every call goes the way in the NFL. When they see one call not go their way on their kid's football game, they're going to lose every bit of their shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Patriots fans, in that regard, they're spoiled with the refs always calling it their way. And like you were saying, they're kind of, you know, hey. Again, that's an even worse Boston. That's actually that's an imitation of me doing an imitation of you doing a Boston accent. So by the end of this, Joe's going to be doing an imitation of me, and he's going to be like, hey.
So, hey there, buddy.
Hey, how are you doing? I'm a Patriots fan. How's it going? So with all that said, I'm going to go with the Patriots, and I'm going to put the onus on Joe. I think I did this last podcast. Put it on him to break.
Right,
go
so,
for it, Joe. Who you got?
I was pretty set on the Patriots fans when I started because I'm thinking, like, they're sitting there in the stands, and they're like, yeah, hey, ref, what's up with that? You need to get out of this park, and you need to get in your car, and you need to get the fuck out of here, because that's what they would say. Like,
yes!
Like, but then you brought up an interesting point, too, is that I agree with you. I think that the Patriots fans would be more interested in the game, where the Raiders fans would probably be drinking some 40s and hanging out by their car in the parking lot doing it. But what if the ref is, like, walking by on the way out, and they don't know he's a ref. He's just some guy walking by, you know? I didn't even think about that until you brought that up. So that's interesting to me too. But if we're assuming it's on the field, and I was also going to ask you before you said went, if this was specifically football or baseball, because I also think up there it's much more likely in a baseball game. But going off of football, even likely, I still think I got to go with New England. I just because, like you said, they're going to be watching the game. They're going to be more interested in the game. Like you said, they're more used to the calls going their way. And yeah, they yell like, yeah, get out of this park right now. Yeah, exactly. Just like that. So,
so it sounds like New England is going to win or lose depending on how we want to address this contest. But it does sound like Patriots fans will win this first snack bracket, the premiere episode with Chris and Joe from Hot Takes and Cold Beers. And I want to thank you guys for being on this episode. I'll give you a second to talk about your social medias if people want to get a hold of you.
Yeah, we have Facebook and Instagram. Instagram is hottakes_coldbeers. Check us out. We usually post some cool stuff on there, and we appreciate any patronage from you guys. Thank you.
All righty. Well, then I'll wrap it up. You want to reach out to me? I'm at Whack Brackets on all the social media platforms. Anytime, any place. This podcast should drop midweek sometime. I also have a Whack Brackets podcast. It's all going to be on the same channel, so you'd be confusing. It would be confusing, probably, if you didn't know where they were. But those are longer episodes. These are shorter episodes. If you don't have enough time to listen to your cousin play Freebird in the background and you want to hear this instead of a solo, just plug this in the solo and you got it. But other than that, I'm going to let you guys go. I want to thank these guys for being on the episode. I'm actually going to record another episode with them right after this one. So if you like this one, look for the next one to drop probably in about a week. And thanks, guys. I'll talk to everybody soon.
Cheers, bro. Thanks.